We are learning Masechet Ksubos, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 12 lines from the top of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday that as Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, if you're Neman to Pasul the Shtar, that means if the Eidim are Neman to Pasul the Shtar, and we came up, Shal Rav Meir, the reason why you're not Neman to say Anusim or Ktanim or Psul Eidos, the reason is because Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu Ein Tzarech L'Kaima, which means the case was the Loiver agreed that shtar was written. Once the loiver agrees the shtar is written, then you don't need a kiyum shtaros, and therefore you don't need the edim to say that it's a kiyum shtar, and therefore the edim are not believed anymore to say anything about that there were anusim or not, because the loiver already was maskim to the shtar. Now, what's taka the reason why moide b'shtar shekosvu ein tzarech l'kayma, which means once the loiver agrees that the shtar was written, he can't even tanya parati, he can't tanya it was paid, or he can't tanya that was anusim and inu. What's the pshat on such a thing? L'chayra, he has a migu, he could have said mezuyif. He could have said as mezuyif, the loiver himself could have said mezuyif. So Tosfos asked this kasha on different maschal moida, and Tosfos has two pshatim. One pshat is that he's scared to say mezuyif, because he knows it's not true, so therefore he's scared to say mezuyif, because someone's going to prove him wrong. So he's scared, it's not a good migu, he could have said mezuyif. Another pshat Tosfos says is that since Medaraisa, you don't really need kiyum shtar, it's only Medarabanan, so Rabbanan only said you need kiyum if he's tainas mezuyif. But once he tainas that it's true, he doesn't have a taina of mezuyif anymore. But upon him, let's continue this sugya of moide b'shtar shekosvu. Gufa. Up 12 lines from the top. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, Rav, moide b'shtar shekosvu ein tzarech l'kayma. Rav Huna says, same Rav, that the loch is, if the loiver agrees the shtar is accurate, is real, as long as he agrees that shtar is authentic, then the halacha is you don't have to mekayim it, and the malva could collect that shtar. And he can't tain anymore that it was false, it was this. But once he mekayim the shtar, nothing to do. Honor of Nachman, why do you have to say that the halacha were adding his names? Genuve, genuve, lamalach. Yisrael l'chamei, v'holach rameya, eim alach rameya. We just learned rameya says, ein nema l'pais. Like, pshat rameya was, because moide b'shtar shekosvu. So why do you have to like sneak in the halacha by making a psak without saying? Say what you're saying. Say you're saying halacha karmei, which is yichida. Omalei, umar hechesvirle. I hear you asking me. What's the pshat you asking me? Because I didn't say it correctly, or because you hold I'm wrong. Omalei, hitaka argues. Omalei, ki also kamei ladino. They come to me for din. Omre lino lehu zilu kaimu shtarayach v'chus ladino. He tells the malva, you make get a kiyum shtaros, and then you can go collect it. But the moide b'shtar shekosvu is not enough of a kiyum. Yitaka argues on this halacha, and he holds that the loiver agrees that the shtar is accurate is not a reason to be makel on the shtar. It's not a reason to not be makel to collect the shtar. It's not enough reason to say there's no taina connected that shtar. That's why moide b'shtar shekosvu, regular shtar comes in. If he's moide b'shtar shekosvu, we have machlokes over here. Rav Huna b'shem Rav says ein tzarech l'kaymai. Rav Nachman says tzarech l'kaymai. Rav Yudam Rav, this same Rav who holds moide b'shtar shekosvu ein tzarech l'kaymai. So Rav Yudam Rav, ha'im shtar amana who's there? Ein enema. If shtar amana means sometimes a person will write a shtar in order that he should have it ready for when he borrows money. He wants to borrow $100,000, but he knows that it takes around 6 weeks to get it processed. So he gets it pre-approved, the loan, and even writes a shtar that I owe $100,000 to that person. And then when he gets the money, he'll hand it over to the malva. But that's called a shtar hamana. So it's written everything with edim and everything. You even collect from the lekuchas from that time, because since you write the shtar with edim, it has a koil. So this star is a regular star with signed with Edom. We'll see later on, really not a Dushta star because it's a lie. Edom are writing that this guy borrowed money from Yanam, and it's not true. But Lamayin said, this called star amon. So what happened was a malva comes with a star to Loiva, and Loiva says, what do you mean? That's a star amon. You know, I never borrowed the money. I wrote the star, but it was a star amon. That's what he tied it. I'm already jumping the gun and saying the Loiva tied it. Someone tied it star amon. The loch is, ain't no Nami, not Nama. So the Gemara asks a question like this. The Kama man, who is tining that it's a shtar amana? Ilam in the Kama loiva, if it's the loiva saying that it's a shtar amana, pshita, kol kamine? So Rashi learns the questions like this, that v'aloi edim chasumim boy, pshita diyaskayim b'chesamov. Rashi learns the question like this, that it's pashit that you're not neman if you get kiyim shtar. If you get a kiyim shtar on it, it's pashit you're not neman because it's a shtar makuyim. You have no right to pass up the star. Now it's mashma and Rashi that unless there would be no kiyum, if there were no kiyum hashtar, and taka you would be naman, that's pesha asa. I could have said it's mezuyif, and instead I'm telling you it's true about shtar mana, then you would be naman. Aye, how would that stim with moed v'shtar shekosvu that we said the v'leiv is moed v'shtar is written, not believe to say that it was anusim or paid up, whatever. Now believe parati. What has that stim with that halacha? We're saying right now that shtar mana, we see this when the slog is up. So right now, Mar's kash is pshita kol kamina. Zog Rashi. The kash is that if you have edim that you know a certified shtar, make sure it's authentic, and the edim akim, then you can't tie in a shtar mana. Mashma Rashi. If there's no edim, you're believed. Bemigu. We just said that if a shtar comes in and the loiv is moided that shekosvu, ain't tzarich l'kayma. You don't need kiyum. What's the difference in that case? So the mafarshim answer, the difference is like this, that before the neman al starcha b'yodam my boy, there the malva is holding to the shtar. The loiv is saying it's a good shtar, but I paid up. It says, why is the malva holding on to the shtar? It's a raya k'neged his taina. By shaking here, he explaining everything. It's no taina starcha. He's saying it's a shtar. It's a shtar amana. He's saying it was never a good shtar. So here, there's no taina starcha b'yodam my boy. There's no taina here connected his taina. There's nothing like proving his taina wrong. He's saying, oh, good, you have it. It's a star money. I trusted you with it until I pay up. That's where you have it. I never borrowed the money. So that's what this Gemara holds right now, that if you didn't have kiyum, you'd not be able to be neman. So Gemara's kash like this. Who's taina? Ilim aloiva pshito. If you kiyum stars, call kamine. If there's no kiyum stars, so you're taking neman. Why is he in a neman? Ve'elo to come malva. So here's the malva saying that it's a star amana. So Tavla Bracha, he's a tzaddik, he's saying that it's not true, not true star. So of course he's Neman. Why is it a Neman? Elo the Kamri Eidim. It must be Eidim as staying Shtar Mona. So Mara says, Idiksav Yod Mirtsu Makamacha, if there's a key from other places, Pshit Lam Hemni, it's probably not Neman. You can't go against the star. You can't be Chayz, if the same Eidim, that's Chayz of Magid, you can't change. Vid Ein Ksav Yod Mirtsu Makamacha, if there's no Ksav Yod, then a Mailam Hemni, it should be Neman Taka because it's Amigu. It's amigu. They're saying that it's us, the pesha asa. They're saying kiyum staris, and they're saying star mono. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What exactly is rav halacha of star mono in neman? We didn't work out because by loiva, it's pashut. He's not neman connected if you have kiyum staris. If it's the malva, tavla bracha. If it's edim, also not neman. And if there's no kiyum, then the neman with amigu. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara's have three pshatim. Simon bash. Bash. The base stands for rava, alef zabaya, and shin is rav ashi. You have three terutzim. Amar Rav, what's Rav's teretz? La'olam de ka'am ha'loiva. Really, the loiva is the one who's tying it. Ukid Rav Huna. Da Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Moed v'shtar shakos v'ez al-kai moi. We're talking about a case where you don't have kiyum shtaros. And the loiva is saying, it's a true star, but it's a star amano. The loch is, you collect the star. Because ain't al-kai moi. I was tying before, we had a thing that before, that Bishlama, before you have a tying star, we had a ma'aboy. But here, why is he named with amigo? Why isn't the guy named with amigo? Let the guy be named with amigo. Let the loiva say. I'm saying it's true. The star was written, but it's amano. Why is it neman? So Rashi speaks about this. Ain't neman exactly. Ain't neman. Why is that neman? Why not neman with amigo? Why? He has amigo. You could have said this star is not true. It's false, and he's being is no kiyum, and he's being moided that it was written. We say no, you moided it was written. Now you collect with it. What do you mean? I'm the one who's certifying it. I'm saying star amano. That's the kasha. It's amigo here. Pesha also who's pesha it. So Enfid Rashi asks the kasha. Look at Rashi the Vaskar Rav Huna. So Rashi says Vashmina Rav Yehuda Nami Hochi. The loy vashama kasaftim masar filoy. I was taramono. He's saying, you know, you're right. I wrote it. I gave it to the malva, but it's taramono. Ain't tzarcha malva lachs lahavi lahoy rachzima. He doesn't have to bring any edus kiyum. The ain't nema loy vilapoyistoy. Why? So Rashi loy ovid inish the kasav amasav loy hava. There's a chazaka here connected to him. A person doesn't write a shtar amana and hand it to the bank, or hand it to the malva. He doesn't do such a thing. A person is a chazaka, a person doesn't do such a thing. If he did it, it must have been took to Ava. So the first mahalach, why ain't no neman, and why it's not neman what amigo is, because he never would give it, a person does not give it over to the malva if he did not borrow the money. So the reason why moed v'shtar shakos v'ein tzarich l'kayma in there, he's not neman what amigo, there is not neman to say I paid it up is because star chav yad my boy. Here the reason is because lo ovet is the cost of the muscle we have. So that's pshat number one in Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's memra about star amana. It said the loy v'tayin it. If the loy v'tayin it wasn't believed, teretz is migu. teretz is because Chazaka doesn't give it over without the Hava. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. Abaye Amar Lo'olam Da'amar Malva. The Malva said it. And we said, oh, the Malva is a big tzaddik. The Malva is saying, by the way, you know, I have a shtar, $100,000, you know, Reuven owes me, but it's a shtar mana. He doesn't owe me a penny. So Chari, the Gemara said, Tav La Bracha, why not Neman? He's a big tzaddik. Lo'olam Da'amar Malva. Ukugoyin Shechav La'acherim. The case is that this tining, the Malva's tining, is bad for other people. With the halacha called Shabuda de Rav Nosson. Who could Rav Nosson? The tining, Nosson Oimim, Minayin Lenoisha v'chaveirim mono, v'chaveirim v'chaveirim. It means this Malva, we'll call the Malva the bank. He has a star that Reuven owes him money. But the bank owes someone else money. So Shimon is relying on the bank to get money from Reuven for them. And now the bank says, oh, it's a shtar amana, so you're causing Shimon a loss. So Allah is, do you not believe? Because chav lacher, minayin loish v'chaver amana, v'chaver minayin shimei tziyim mizeh v'nayis t'mizeh. How do you know that Shimon could go straight to Reuven and say, you owe me money? Reuven never borrowed from Shimon, no. But since the bank is in between, and the bank owes Shimon money, so mitziyim mizeh v'nayis t'mizeh. How do you know about it? How do you know this is a thing called Shavud Rav Nosson? The Talmud Pasuk says, the Nosson La'asher Oshem Lo. And Rashi speaks out, it doesn't say La'asher Helveyu, the one who lent the money. It says La'asher Oshem Lo, that whoever owns the Karen, Ki'ilu, whoever owns the principal. So now, since Shimon lent money to the bank, and the bank to Reuven, so that principal really belongs to Shimon, therefore he has a tain on it. And here, the Malva is not believed to say that it's Shtar Amona because Chav La'acherim. So that's the teretz number two. We had a kasha malva tavla bracha. But teretz is here. It's b'mchav lacherim. The shabud the derav nasan, and therefore you're not nema. Now Taisus brings in Taisus and Rasa going. He's a long Taisus. His kasha is that lachera. The lach is when you sell a shtar. Let's say you sell a shtar. It's an asset. A shtar is an asset. But let's say the bank sells the shtar to someone. You know the lach is the lot of be meichel. That's lach by mechira shtar. So here the bank could have been meichel. Instead of saying Shtar Amona, it could have been Michael. So it's a migu to believe Shtar Amona could be Michael. So Taisus goes back and forth there. And Taisus even clarifies maybe he can't be Michael. Ayin Shom and Taisus. Okay, so far we have two terutzim. Either it was a loiva and he's not Neman because of the Chazaka. Or the Malva is not Neman because Chav Lacher. Third terutz. Rav Ashi Amal Oem the Kami Edim. The Edim, the one that said Shtar Amona. With the ink, Savi Yod Matzim Acher. And there's no other Kiyim. It should be a migu. But the Kamer is Milo Vahemni. Why not believe? It's Mamma Shapesh also. They're saying it's their signature, and they're saying it's my signature, but it's Shtar Amona. So it's Mamma Shapesh also. So Gemara says, they're not Mehemni Kirav Kahana. Dom Rav Kahana, also Loyla Odom, Shiyisha Shtar Amona, Besech Beis, is it Isser to have a Shtar Amona in your house? It's a false star. It's a false document. You're not allowed to have a Shtar Amona in your house. Mishu Shunem, it says in the Pasik, Al Tishkoin Ba'alecha Avla. You shouldn't have resting in your house. A avla, it's a pasuk in Iyav, and it's going on a shtar amana. V'amar Rav Sheish Rav Idi, Shema Minav Rav Kahana, Edim Sh'amru Amana Hayu. Edim is saying that shtar was shtar amana. We signed it even though we did not see any hava. Amana Hayu Devarenu, Ein Amana, not Neman. Why not? My time. Kivin the avla hu, a avla lechasmi. Since the avla, you don't sign the avla. And if you do, you're a Rasha. And Ein Odom Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So answering the third teretz of Asher teretz like this, about the Edom said it. The question is, it's a migu. They're taking the kiyim and they're saying it's amana. Teretz is ein odom mesim atzmoi rasha, and they can't make themselves into rasha, and therefore they're not neman to say that it's a avla. And here pesha also not work by ein odom rasha, like the maskana of the gemara and the yuchesim base that even with a pesha also you not believe to make yourself a rasha. So we had three pshatim in that memra of shtar amana ein amana. Either it's the loiva or it's the malva or it's the Edom. And the reason why Edom wouldn't be Neman is because of the Avla.